sea be you. Be and let the sea be you. Silent, absent, walking an empty road. Don't wait any longer. Dive in the ocean. Don't wait any longer. Dive in the ocean. Leave and let the sea be you. Leave and let the sea be you. Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. This program is made for all Osho lovers and contains a piece of a discourse by Osho and music made and played by lovers of Osho. Especially for those of you out there in the busy marketplace, this program can be your weekly meditation. Just sit back and enjoy.
Num tananu tadare tani de de dim tanadere na
num tananu tadare tani de dim dim tanadere na
num tananu tadare tani de
The discourse today is from the series The Secret of Secrets, Volume 1, Number 3. Osho is talking about the relationship between time and space, mind and body, and how these dimensions are related to death, dying every moment in daily life, and eventually dying the great death. Osho explains that this life is just a preparation for this. In this life, with your body and your mind, you can explore and understand, and through meditation discover the essential energy that is inside of you. Thank you.
Life is an occasion to prepare for death and the beyond. If you don't prepare for death and for the beyond, you are a fool. You are missing a great opportunity. A life is only an opportunity. This life that you know is not real life. It is only an opportunity to attain to real life. The real life is just hidden somewhere in this life, but it has to be provoked. It has to be awakened. It is fast asleep. It is not yet aware of itself. And if your real life is not aware of itself, your whole so-called life will be nothing but a long dream. And it cannot be sweet either. It will be a nightmare. To live without rooted in the real life is to live like a tree without rooted in the soil. That's why there is no beauty. That's why there is no grace. That's why you don't see the splendor of man. The Buddhas talk about. Jesus goes on saying again and again, the kingdom of God is within you. But you don't seem to be like an emperor. Jesus says to his disciples, look at the lilies in the field. How beautiful they are. Even Solomon, the great king, was not so beautiful, attired in all his grandeur, like these poor flowers of lilies. Why? The lilies are so beautiful and men so ugly. Why only man is ugly? Have you ever seen a parrot ugly? Or a peacock ugly? Or a lion ugly? Or a deer ugly? Ugliness seems to be something human. A peacock is a peacock and a deer is a deer. But a man is not necessarily a man. A man is man only when he is a Buddha or a Christ or a Krishna. When he has become aware of his total being. Otherwise, you live groping in the dark. You live in dark caves of the unconscious. You only appear to be conscious. Your consciousness is very fragile. It is very momentary. It is a very thin surface. It is not even skin deep. Just a little scratch and you lose your consciousness. Somebody insults you. Just a word. Or just a glance, and all your consciousness is gone, and you are a rage, anger, violence, aggression. In a moment, the humanity disappears. You are again wild, again an animal, and man can fall below the animals. Because when he falls, there is nothing to stop him. Man can rise above the angels, but it rarely happens. Because to rise above the angels is an uphill task, arduous. One has to work for it. It needs hard work. It needs guts, courage to explore the unknown. Millions of people are born and die, but they never live. Their life is only apparent because they remain rooted in unconsciousness. And whatsoever you do on the surface may not be true about you at all. In fact, exactly opposite is the case. That's why Sigmund Freud has to go into your dreams to see your reality. Just see the irony of it. Your reality has to be surged into your dreams, not in your reality. You cannot be believed what you say about yourself. Your dreams have to be asked. Because you have become so false and you are wearing so many masks that it is almost impossible to penetrate to your original face. But your dreams cannot reveal your truth. If your conscious activities cannot reveal you, how can your sleep activities reveal you? But still, Freud is on the right track. A little more deeper one has to go. One has to go beyond the dreams to a state of mind where no thought, no dream, no desire exists. When all thinking and dreaming is a kind of thinking, primitive kind of thinking, thinking through pictures, but it is still thinking. When you have gone beyond thinking, and if you can remain still alert, aware, as if one is fast asleep, but still alert, deep down at the very core of one's being, a lamp goes on burning. A small candle of light. Then you will see your original face. And to see your original face is to be back into the Garden of Eden. Then you drop all your clothes. Your personality consists only of clothes and clothes and clothes, clothes upon clothes. Remember two words which will be very important to understand this strange but immensely valuable book, The Secret of the Golden Flower. One word is essence. Another word is personality. Personality comes from a root persona, which means a mask. In ancient days, in Greek dramas, the actors used to wear masks. Persona means a mask. Personality comes from persona. The actors used to wear one mask. You are wearing many. Because for different situations, you need different masks. When you are talking to your boss, you need one kind of mask. And when you are talking to your servant, of course, you need another kind of mask. How can you use the same mask? Have you ever watched? When you are talking to your boss, you are all smiles. Your every breath says, yes, sir. Even though you are offended, angry, but you are ready to kiss his feet. And when you are talking to your servant, have you seen the arrogance on your face? You have never smiled. How can you smile talking to your servant? It is impossible. You have to dehumanize him. How can you smile and relate to him as a human being? You have to possess him as a thing. He is a slave. You have to behave in a different way than you behave with your boss. There you are a servant. He remains arrogant. He remains bossy. When you are talking to a friend, you have a different mask to use. When you are talking to any stranger, of course, a different mask is needed. You have to use many masks. And you have many faces. And you go on changing them as circumstances change. Your personality consists only of false faces. And what is essence? Essence is your original face without any mask. Essence is that which you brought in the world when you were born. Essence is that which was with you in the womb. Essence is that which has been given to you by God, or whatsoever you call the totality, the whole existence. Essence is a gift from existence to you. Personality is a gift by the society, parents, school, college, culture, civilization. Personality is not you. It is pseudo. And we continue to polish this personality. And we have completely forgotten the essence. And unless you remember the essence, you would have lived in vain. Because real life consists of essence. A real life is the life of essence. You can call it soul or God within you, or whatsoever you will. But remember the distinction. You are not your clothes, not even your psychological clothes. I must remind you of Moses. When he came face to face to God, when he saw God on the mountains as fire arising out of a green bush, and the bush was not burning, and the bush was as fresh, as green as ever, he was puzzled. He could not believe his eyes. It was impossible. Such fire. The bush was aflame. And yet, the bush was not burning. And then he heard from the bush a voice coming to him. Moses, put off your shoes, because you are on the holy ground. This is one of the most beautiful Jewish parables. God is the fire. Your personality is just the bush. And God is a cool fire. It will not burn your personality. The personality can remain green. God gives you so much freedom that if you want to be false, it is allowed. It is okay with Him. If you want to be pseudo, it is allowed. Freedom means that you can be right or you can be wrong. This is up to you. Your essence is there, the flame is there. And your personality is also there. The personality is false. And naturally one will think, why not the fire within you burns it? The fire is cool. The fire cannot burn it. If you have decided to have this personality, the fire allows it. You can remain green in your personality. The personality can go on gathering more and more foliage. You can become more and more false. You can become utterly false. You can be lost in the falsehood of the personality. And God is not going to interfere. Remember this, God never interferes. Freedom is total. That is the dignity of man, the glory of man, and the agony too. If you were not given freedom, you would not have been false. No other animal is false. No other animal has personality. And I'm not counting the pet animals, because with you they live, they are destroyed, they start having personalities. Your dogs forget their essence. The dog may be angry, but goes on wagging his tail. This is personality. He knows who is the boss. And he knows how to buttress the ego of the boss. He has become diplomatic. He is as much a politician as the people who live in New Delhi. He goes on wagging his tail. Have you seen the dog? Sometimes puzzled, a stranger comes in and the dog does not know how to behave. What face to show to the stranger? Ambiguous. He barks. Maybe that is the right thing to do. And still he goes on wagging the tail. He is watching for right hints from the boss. Whether the person who has entered the house is a friend or a foe. If he is a foe, he will stop wagging the tail. If he is a friend, he will stop barking at him. He is waiting for a hint, a signal. How the master behaves. He has become a shadow of the master. He is no more a real dog. To live with human beings is contagious. They destroy. Even you destroy animals if they live with you. You don't allow them their natural essence. You civilize them just as you have become civilized. You don't allow nature to have its own way. You don't allow Tao to have its own flow. Essence is that which you bring in the world. The personality is that the world imposes upon the essence. The world is very much afraid of the essence. Because the essence is always rebellious. The essence is always individualistic. And the world does not need any individuals. It needs sheep. It does not need rebellious people. It does not need people like Buddhas, Krishnas, Lao Tzus. No. These people are dangerous. It wants people who are obedient. Obedient to the status quo. Obedient to the vested interests. Obedient to the organized church. Obedient to the state and the stupid politicians. But society requires obedience. And society requires efficiency. The more mechanical you are, the more efficient you are, the more alive you are, you cannot be that much efficient. A machine is more efficient than man. Society's effort is to reduce every man into a machine. And how to reduce a man into a machine? Make him more and more unconscious. Make him more and more robot-like. Let his essence completely disappear from his consciousness. Let him become perfectly pseudo. Let him be a husband. Let her be a wife, a servant, a boss, this and that. But never let him be his essential self. Don't allow that. Because that essential self is not obedient to anybody except to God. It has no other commitment. Its sole commitment is to the source. It knows no other masters. That type of being will be very inconvenient to this so-called society. Because this society is not created to fulfill the needs of human beings. It is created to exploit human beings. It is not according to you and for your growth. It has no intention to help you to grow. And it has all intentions not to allow you to grow. Because the more you grow, the more you become independent. The less you grow, the more you remain dependent. And a dependent person is reliable. Because a dependent person is always afraid. A dependent person always leans somebody to lean to. Always needs somebody to lean to. He is childish. He leans on the parents. He leans on the priests. He leans on the politicians. He cannot stand on his own feet. The society goes on covering you with many, many clothes. Not only physical, psychological too. The society is very much afraid of physical nakedness because the physical nakedness is the beginning of psychological nakedness. The society goes in panic seeing a naked man. Because this is the beginning. If he is naked physically, he has taken the first step. Now who is going to prevent him from becoming psychologically naked? And the voice that called forth from the burning bush to Moses said, put off your shoes. It is a very symbolic thing. Put off all your clothes, it says. Put off all your shoes. Shoes cover your feet. Shoes cover you. be naked on the ground. Be without shoes. The shoe represents personality, and nakedness represents essence. You are on the holy ground. Put off your shoes. The moment you encounter your essence, the burning bush within you, you will have to put off all your shoes. You will have to put off all your clothes. You will have to put off all that is hiding your essence. That is revolution, metanoia. That is the turning point in a life. The society disappears and you become an individual. And only individuals can relate with God. But a great consciousness will be needed. And unless you overcome time and space, you will not overcome death. Death exists in time. And death exists in space. Unless you overcome time and space, you will not overcome mind and body. Try to understand. Body corresponds to space. And mind corresponds to time. Mind is a time phenomenon. And body is a space phenomenon. Body exists somewhere. And mind exists somewhere. Think of mind without time. And you will not be able to think. Mind is either past, present, or future. Either memory, our imagination, or the present facticity. Mind exists in three tenses. You are listening to me attentively, alert. Mind is in the present. If you are thinking here of other things, you have read in the Bible something and it corresponds with me or does not correspond with me and you have gone into your imagination or into your memory. You cannot think of mind if time disappears. Time is synonymous with mind. Man is a miniature cosmos. A miniature universe. All that exists outside on a greater scale exists on a small scale in man. If you can understand man, you would have understood the whole universe. As above, so below. Man is the atomic constituent of this whole universe. If one atom is understood, you have understood all matters. If one man is understood, if you can decipher your own mystery, you have deciphered all the mysteries possible. Past, present, future, all. And these two things have to be remembered. Body is space. Mind is time. When you meditate, you disappear from the body. You don't know who you are. Man, woman, ugly, beautiful, black, white. Simply you don't know who you are. When you go in, the body is left far behind. A moment comes when you cannot even locate where your body is. And you cannot feel its presence even. You are no more attached to the form. You have become formless. And the same happens with the mind. You don't know where your mind is. Where that mind has gone, all that noise, that traffic noise that was constantly inside becomes distant, distant, distant and disappears. Suddenly, a great silence explodes in you. In this state of no space and no time, you come to know your essence.
Living in a 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 living in What is left behind?
This is almost the end of the program of today. We played music by Sudananda with a song called Don't Wait from his CD Garden of Mystic Lovers. Then there was Manish Vijas and Richa with a composition called Mira. And just before the discourse, you heard Ashik from his CD Gypsy Heart with a piece of music called Spark from Heaven. It's music from the time that Osho was in America. And really, Spark from Heaven, that says it all about Rajneeshpuram. After the discourse, you heard Mitan and Premal with a song called Vertical Reality from their CD Songs for the Inner Lover. Just now there was Maduro singing I Just Close My Eyes from his CD I Keep On Loving You. And we'll end with a soft piece of music from Antar from his CD Paradise Cafe called Fresh Start. Goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the program, the music, the discourse. If so, share it with your friends and come back to Osho Radio the next time. Bye-bye for now. Take care and namaste.